On the next part of our morning show, community conversation about community players of Southwest Wisconsin. They never rest, I don't believe. In the studio with us is Cameron Cormican, who will be the director of the next production, and Andrew Sharp, who will be the producer. Great to have you back. Cameron, it's my first chance to see you and congratulate you since you were in Escanaba in the Moonlight. That went real well, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a great show.
Hey, you had a well-attended three nights, didn't you?
Yeah, I think we were close to capacity every performance in the theater. It was, I know I didn't, like, you know, you can't stare at the audience, but while you're performing, you glance out a little bit, and it didn't seem like there were any empty seats while I was performing, at least.
Yeah, you had a lot of folks there that I think don't normally attend the Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin event, and I think that's you had to be happy about that.
Absolutely.
Right? And for you and the cast, that's such a physical production. Were you exceptionally tired after that weekend?
Well, the tired wasn't really the problem for me. The problem for me was the fact that I had to drink so much during the show, and because of what we were drinking, what we used to drink, which was ended up being caffeinated stuff, having to go to the bathroom. That was the wow.
Behind the scenes, a tell-all here, I guess. Andrew, tell us about the next production of Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin, what you're going to be doing this summer.
Well, we're going to be doing Little Shop of Horrors, which is a dark comedy that was made into a movie back in the 1980s. It started off as an off-Broadway musical, and then after time, it actually was played on the West End in London and then came to Broadway, and they made it into a musical. Interestingly enough, Frank Oz directed it. He was directing other stuff back then, and of course, it's got it's a story about a flower shop assistant that finds this plant, and it turns out the plant wants human blood to grow, but then it promises him the world. So from my point of view, being kind of a classical scholar, it's the story of Faust, you know, the ancient story of selling your soul to the devil, and they've turned it into this musical about a plant that does the same thing with a little flower shop assistant who's a nerd. The plant becomes very popular throughout the entire world. And then in the, not to give the story away, I guess I'm going to here, in the theatrical version, the plant eats everybody and there's nobody left, which appeals to people that love the dark humor. You know, I know that Zoe Lutz loves this show. She likes dark shows. She likes, the Mad Butcher of there's the
Sweeney
music
Todd.
Sweeney Todd with Johnny Depp. There's people that love these dark things. Well, for the movie that they did with Rick Moranis and Steve Martin and Vincent Gardenia, they gave it a happy ending, which Hollywood, you know, always seems like they want to do a happy ending, which was okay in my book, but I think the purists wouldn't. So in our version, the plant is going to eat everybody to make sure that the dark people, the dark comedy people, are happy.
So, it's a musical, correct?
It is a musical. Yeah. Suddenly Seymour is probably one of the best known songs in it, but I don't know how much it really makes the Broadway hit parade, it's kind of so it's an interesting show for us because it's a niche show in a way where, like, the Music Man is broad appeal, everybody knows and loves the Music Man. This one is a little bit more specialized, but you know, we should we don't want to be Johnny One Note with our productions, so I think it's a good idea to change things up. It's also a small cast, which is a change for us. So,
were you excited to get the chance to direct this, Cameron?
Yeah, I've been pushing to direct this show for about 4 years now, and And yeah, I mean, I have adored this show ever since I watched it. I'm going to age myself because this movie came out in 86 and I saw it in the theater in its original run back when I was 10 years old. And ever since then, I have been in love with this show. That's always been one of my kind of bucket list things, to be a part of a theater production of the show in some way at some point.
If you're directing, though, you're not acting in it.
Right, but I look at directing kind of almost as like the ultimate acting. It's almost like I'm acting through the cast, because it's, you know, and I, maybe this will sound pretentious or whatever, but I feel like, you know, they are doing my performing for me. I'm shaping it, I'm creating it, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same way when I'm directing.
Mm-hmm. Are you already making plans for the plants?
Oh, yeah. Actually, the plant has to grow through the show. And to create that, we have to have separate puppets as the plant grows. So there's four levels of plants. And the first two of them are actually just about finished. And we have very distinct plans for how we're going to do the other two. It's just, they're so big, they kind of have to be built in the theater. They can't just be built at home. But we know how we're going to do it.
Do you have plans that come for the creation of the plants, or is it something that you just have to dream up?
Oh, no, that has to be planned very, very specifically, because especially like the first two are just ordinary hand puppets. But by the time you get to the third and the fourth plants, they're like full body puppets, because like the last one, I want to say we're going to end up with like the pod itself is probably going to be about 7 feet long, probably like a good four or five feet high at least. It's going to be enormous. And so that has to get planned very specifically.
That's an interesting question too, Phil, because the plant has become very standardized over time.
Yeah.
You know, the plant has a certain look to it. You could do anything that you wanted to, but I think everybody has kind of settled on this is what the plant for Little Shop of Horrors looks like. It's kind of like a big bulbous Venus flytrap. So, yeah.
How do you cast it, Andrew, in terms of are there various people that are the puppeteers, or how does the cast work?
I think one person usually ends up being the puppeteer, and that's one of the things that we're having people audition for in a way. We need somebody to be the puppeteer, and of course I think of a smaller, slender person to fit inside the plant. Like the famous horror guy that was in all those movies like Labyrinth and things like that, and he's so skinny that he can fit inside the suit. That's kind of what we need. Or the guy in RoboCop, his name is Peter something, and he's this really skinny guy, so he fit inside the RoboCop suit.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah.
Interesting. Otherwise, how many other cast members are there in this?
Eight.
Eight,
there's
okay.
Eight, and then, well, or does eight include the plant? Because there's the voice of the plant. You can try out to be the voice of the plant, or you can try out to be the puppeteer that is actually running the plant. And, you know, the voice of the plant typically was an African-American person. It was the lead singer of the Four Tops.
Oh, yeah, Levi Stubbs Jr.
Levi Stubbs. Boom, you know that right off. Yes, that was the voice of the plant in the movie. So, yeah.
And I just counted in my head, and that's eight speaking roles, eight main speaking roles. The puppeteer would be separate entirely, and plus there would be a few little, you know, you know, bums on the sidewalk and, you know, little extras
like that. Oh, well, then great. Well, then we can cast more than eight people. So
you can try out for a bum on the sidewalk then, too.
Absolutely.
If you want.
Yeah, yep.
Does
yep.
it matter a number of men or women that try out?
Usually the, you know, Seymour is male and Audrey, the girlfriend, not the plant, is female. But then there is the chorus, which you usually think of females for that, but you could mix it up, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, then there's the shop owner, Mr. Mushnick, who is a mister. So yeah, it'd be a little harder to gender bend. Well, I don't know.
And I have personally seen YouTube videos where they did cast a woman for the voice of the plant.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So that could go either way.
So it probably depends on who shows up next week for auditions, right, Cameron?
Yeah. And I've been talking it up, and we've got posters around town, and I hope I get a really good turnout to have, you know, obviously I don't want to disappoint people by having so many people show up and then, sorry, half of you showed up and you put it in your time.
Well, but we'll make them ushers.
Yeah.
True, you could do that. And you have your normal cast of actors, but it seems like every time I go to one of the productions, I'll see somebody that, I didn't know that they were acting or they were interested in acting. That's kind of what makes Community Players fun, Andrew.
Yeah, we love to see new people. We love to get new people. And only by getting new people are we going to keep on going. So I would really encourage anybody who's ever thought that they might want to be in a show to try out, or just to have the experience of trying out for this show to maybe be in a future show and have that. In Viroqua, they're doing Mary Poppins, and I'm actually in that show. I tried out for that show, and a couple of the people that signed up said, I'm only trying out for the experience I can't be in the show because I have conflicts, but I want to audition to have the auditioning experience, which I thought was interesting.
What are the production dates for that in Viroqua?
That is the weekend after, so it's like it's just one weekend, and it's the first weekend of August. So it's the second. Our show is the last weekend of July and the first weekend of August. We have two weekends. So,
where are you going to be putting it on this year?
Little Shop of Horrors? Yeah, it's going to be at the high school.
The high school?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So we just can't do shows in the city auditorium at this point because there's no air conditioning. And, there is air conditioning, but only all the way upstairs. So we can't air condition the theater, and it would just be a gamble to do a show, and usually a losing one, because I pay attention to how hot it usually is the end of July in there, and it's warm. So
makeup might run a little bit.
That's right. But you can put a sealer on it to keep it from doing that.
I suppose you could,
yeah, right?
So it's going to be a real scream. Is it a lot like the movie that we saw in the 1980s, Cameron, the theatrical production of it?
Up until about 15 minutes before the ending.
Okay.
Like Andrew was saying, they redid the ending entirely. They actually did film the theatrical ending originally, and they spent half of their movie budget on the last 5-10 minute section, and then it tested poorly with audiences because they didn't like the sad ending. And so they completely reshot the ending from there. Hmm. But apart from that, the movie and the play, apart from that, are almost identical. There's a few different location stuff, but all of the major story points are exactly the same. The songs, there's a couple songs in the show that are not in the movie. They're... You'd have to really go over it with a fine-tooth comb if you're only casually, vaguely familiar with the movie to even notice what's different other than the ending.
Little Shop of Horrors, a little bit of the history. Was that originally a movie, like in the 60s, like Roger Corman? Am I remembering that right?
Yes.
Yes. Originally, it was either 60 or 61. Roger Corman was told, one of his friends just casually told him, you can't make a movie in 2 days for $50,000. And he was basically, oh yeah, hold my beverage. And he did. He used existing sets from another movie. I don't know what other movie it was. And I've seen the movie. Of all the movies in the entire world, that's certainly one of them. It's like an hour and 10 minutes long. It's something else.
Yeah, he made a lot of something else movies during his time. The king of the B picture is what they used to call him, I think. So I don't think I've ever seen the original, but I knew that it was based on that.
Oh, yeah. It's funny part is the original is The Little Shop of Horrors. It has a "the" at the beginning. And the plant, that was my biggest complaint when I watched the original movie, is the plant, you know, the plant is very magnetic and this big personality in the Broadway show in the movie. And in the original movie, the plant has this kind of nasally, squeaky voice. Feed me. And it's terrible.
Of course, it doesn't sing in the original.
No, they didn't have songs in that. No, right, I don't think right. so. Yeah. So. It sounds like, Andrew, it's going to be a fun production.
Yeah, it's a fun production. You know, they did it years ago in Spring Green, and one of my friends was actually the dentist. You know, in the movie, Steve Martin plays this dentist character that is this crazy character, but he gets a hold of his own laughing gas and is using his own laughing gas and doing stuff, and people were just dying of laughter in the Spring Green version that I saw many years ago. So I'm hoping that we can do the same thing. You need to cast somebody funny as the dentist, Cam. Remember that?
So yes.
Maybe we can get Phil to try out.
Well, you got to give up a little bit of your summer. It's quite a commitment, isn't it?
Right, it is. Yep.
Do you know how to get a hold of Steve Martin?
Steve Martin would be a good, absolutely.
Steve Martin, yep. Giving the opportunity to reprise his movie role, right? I'm sure he'd leap at the opportunity.
I'll bet he would. Yeah. Sure. Well, you never know until you ask, right? What time are tryouts next week?
6:30, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay. And they'll be at the high school?
At the auditorium.
Oh, they'll be. So tryouts are at the auditorium.
At the city auditorium, yeah. Yeah. We always split it. We start out at the city auditorium, and then we move in July to the high school. So we won't be out there until July. So.
Are there chances, as far as scheduling your practices then, too, where you maybe not be busy every night, or how do you look at it?
With such a small cast, there is, to be truthful, a higher likelihood that you're going to be at more rehearsals. But it's not an every night thing for anybody except the leads. So if people are worried about too much of a commitment, it's not necessarily every night. So
good. I think it should be fun.
Right.
And this is the next one. Do you have another production yet this year?
In the fall, we're planning on doing Pride and Prejudice. One of our members is interested in doing that show, and we would be doing that. The show would be in October at the City Auditorium. So, and that would be one with a pretty large cast, so we could have a lot of people in it.
Just not a
musical, just the straight show, Pride and Prejudice.
Just look at our variety. We went from this year, this screwball comedy, right. The screwball silly comedy of Escanaba in the Moonlight, to this big campy musical in the summer, to, you know, proper literature theater,
right,
for the fall.
Right.
Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin is not a one-trick pony.
That's right.
Is it?
That's right. That's what we're trying to prove this summer.
So. I think you're doing it.
Right.
Anything else either of you'd like to add about Little Shop of Horrors?
Just people that are going to audition should be prepared with some kind of a 50s, 60s rock and roll song to sing for us, because it is a musical. And you can do that, a karaoke version on your phone is fine. You can sing a cappella is fine. However you want to do it, we're happy to listen to you. So
good.
That's the only thing they would really need to prepare. So,
Cameron, anything you can think of?
No, Andrew pretty much just said it. I hope to have the auditions be, you know, a fun experience too for everyone. So, you know, I'm not going to be doing any dance auditions, so people don't have to worry about that. Just something early 60s, late 50s, you know, whether it be, you know, Motown or Elvis or, you know, whatever for a rock and roll song. Just make sure that you have something, not even a whole song, just a little short section, and be prepared to do a little bit of reading, a little bit of singing, and have a lot of fun.
And you'll announce the cast probably another week or so when all is said and done?
Hopefully by that weekend. And, you know, and then either Thursday or Friday of that week, I'll do callbacks if I need to.
Wonderful. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Thanks.
Little Shop of Horrors, put on by Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin, Cameron Cormican and Andrew Sharp, our guests on this portion of the morning show. Don't miss the tryouts next week, the 19th, 20th, and 21st of May.